Love is the law, people. Welcome back, Grant.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Really good.
We forgot you were off yesterday. We're like, oh, he probably told us, but we already can't remember because that was Friday.
Yes.
And yesterday was
Monday.
Did you
do anything fun?
I did. I went down to Bark at the Park, down at Target Field, the first ever Bark at the Park.
Right.
Yes. So brought the pooch down to that.
Rough.
Yeah, it was. They had the whole section over towards left field, right by the limestone wall by the gray duck.
And everybody brings their dogs?
Not everybody.
You can bring them. It was the very first time they ever let people bring dogs into the dog park.
This seems like a recipe for disaster.
I was a little nervous.
You were? Okay.
Just because, dogs and right. They're animals. And, you know, but honestly, the entire time, I didn't hear one real bark. I didn't hear one scuffle. They had two sections, 126 and 127. It's kind of like foul territory in left field where they sold tickets and separated seats enough where, like, dogs were separated from each other. You weren't just crammed in. I couldn't even get my dog into the seats, so it didn't matter. We didn't even make it down to the section, but it was a fun day at the park, and
I wonder if, like, a lot of, like, during the baseball season, which you got to admit is long, if a lot of dogs are just kept company by baseball.
Oh, my.
And these are the baseball-loving dogs that are used to the sound of the park.
Oh, And it was surprising. They
won yesterday, too.
They did for the first, it's been a pretty rough season. They're playing a very bad White Sox program who is just as bad as the Twins are. But they scored 7 runs. It was a fun day. They have closed down the upper deck. So if you do go to a game in April, just know that even if you buy an upper deck seat,
you get a good seat.
You'll be down in the lower deck.
Because sales are a little slow.
A little slow. The team's not playing too well and the sales are a little
slow. And it makes the park feel more contained.
Yeah.
It's just like a concert. You know, they make it sometimes smaller. It feels more.
It's better atmosphere.
Better crowd feeling.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. I like that idea. So that's kind of a good tip, Grant.
Yeah. So if you're going this last week here, but thank you. I had a good time there, and I'm happy to be back with you guys. Anything fun?
Well, I got a tip. If you're going to New York City, the hottest show on Broadway just opened. It had not one opening night, but 2 opening nights. There were so many A-listers, Julia, that wanted to go to the show. What is it? It's a revival on Broadway, Cabaret, retitled Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club. Starring Eddie Redmayne, Gail Rankin, and Bebe Neuwirth, Lilith from Frasier.
Lilith, I love it.
And
I
it's
like
a
that.
Reimagined story that immerses the audience in it. And apparently, it is absolutely, and the whole theater feels like the Kit Kat Club.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this immersive, like you
are. What a great
are
way to revive a play, you know, to give it a little change. And I saw him, I think it was CBS Sunday Morning or something.
Yes, you did.
That whole role of cabaret, you know, whoever plays the cabaret,
the MC.
MC is kind of a magical role. It's very fun to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I guess our buddy Roger Friedman, Showbiz 411, went to the second opening night. Not invited to the first one, but Sam Waterston was there, Cynthia Nixon. He asked Sam Waterston how retirement was going, and Sam told him, "I'm not retired.
I just
stepped away from Law and Order."
I think that's it because people ask us, "I mean, how's retirement?" I don't feel like we just moved on.
Right.
I don't like the retire. I don't like the word.
We're
just moving on.
Yeah, because I have no doubt that there's going to be work in my future. Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, and then Cynthia Nixon was there. Anyway, I guess this is going to be the hottest
ticket in town.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, that sounds like fun. I mean, going to New York City and just seeing plays just sounds like fun.
Doesn't it?
It's been 2 summers since we've been there. You've been there. I think you went to Fire Island last year, but
No, it is. It's so much fun.
I miss a New York trip.
Yeah, and we haven't been able to have any time for New York because we're dividing all this. So we're like, oh, no, we don't have time to go to New York.
That's it,
Lori. We're going to have time to go to New York.
We only have, a year's vacation, but it's not enough.
Julia, it is not enough. 7 weeks vacation was not enough for this girl.
I love it. I thought it was 8.
Okay. It was.
All right. So Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. How about this news?
All right. So she is set to sign a new deal with Nike valued at $28 million over 8 years. It's the highest, richest contract for a woman basketball player ever.
Yep.
I kind of thought this was interesting. So Under Armour, Adidas, and Puma also were interested in the conversations about doing an endorsement for a shoe endorsement mm-hmm. and, you know, and a total overall endorsement. When they heard the bidding started at $3 million, they walked away.
Oh, wow.
At just $3
million.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. And so Caitlin Clark is expected, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah, when you think about the $3 million, if you go back to the movie Air, right? Back when you saw this, you guys both saw this.
Yeah, loved that movie.
Loved it, right? And at that time, you know, Converse, Adidas were the two big companies, and they were going to offer, what was it, like $2
million? Yeah.
And they didn't even want to offer $500,000. Yeah. So at that time, Nike was mm-hmm. what
was
Adidas
emerging.
And Under Armour are now. So it's like they're just not even willing to put that type of investment in, but I love it. Maybe we'll have Air the sequel.
Air Part 2 with women.
Caitlin, yeah.
Well, and then I looked online, and I think you had already done this, Grant, to figure out. So Caitlin Clark and the Indiana, whatever their name is.
Fever
are coming to play the Minnesota Lynx, whose season starts the first week of May, and it runs through September,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
July 14th is the first game she's coming to here. There's 166 tickets remaining. On one website, it said it was sold out. Here, it said 166.
Oh.
Very high seats. But then they come again on my birthday, Saturday, August 24th.
Ah.
And there are good seats available. But I looked at the price, $655
wow.
a piece.
I'm
just lower level.
Yeah. I love it.
50-yard line, you know?
Yeah. I love it. I don't like it because it now takes some of the average fan's ability to go.
Right.
But it's amazing now that people are willing to spend the money. And I love it that they would spend for any other sport.
Right.
It's great.
It's
this
great.
Is good.
And then right around the 1st, July 14th, there's two following dates that follow. We're playing like Atlanta and some other team, and those tickets only had like 66 tickets left. So they're really,
so the word
if you want to go to see some women's basketball, Minnesota Lynx.
Well, you
go
know,
online.
I would like to give a shout out to Prince. You know, it was 8 years on Sunday. And one of the things I remember being struck by, I believe it was John Bream who wrote about it, but what a huge sports fan Prince was.
Yes.
Like he went to the Lynx games. He was all the time. And when they won that first championship, he had a party out at Paisley Park. And I think he wrote a song for the Timberwolves. And I mean, he was a true blue Minnesota sports fan
mm-hmm.
and got on early with the Lynx, the Timberwolves, mm-hmm. you know, and of course, a Viking kid.
Yeah.
You know,
the Vikings.
You can't be born in the 60s and not be a Viking kid if you in Minnesota, unless your parents were Packer fans or something.
Right.
But
exactly.
He was really mm-hmm. like he.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, I was just like, oh, yeah, Prince going to the women's basketball mm-hmm. Lynx game was a big deal. It made people go, oh, well, OK, there may be something here. But he's just such a fan.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. All right. Now, the big. We're just going to do accidental sports for one more second.
Okay. Yeah.
The big draft for the Vikings to get a quarterback is this Thursday night. What time does it start at and what's our pick, Grant?
Our pick right now is number 11 and number 23, but those could change before this point in time because of the whole Kirk Cousins. This is a little deep, but there is proof and evidence. Kirk Cousins said it himself in his press conference that there was tampering by the Atlanta Falcons, meaning they reached out to him before the Vikings had a chance to try and retain him, which means...
Are there receipts, timelines, proof?
Proof. In fact, like I said, he said it in his own press conference when he met with the team. It's so damning and so bad that there might be
We might be stuck with them?
No. Oh. We might get to we might get some more picks. We might be swapping picks with Atlanta. We might get some of their picks as compensation.
Oh, well, that'd be good.
It's good.
Why would he be so dumb to say that?
Because they don't think things out when they're in front of the cameras. He probably regrets it, but so that's what could change everything.
He was just being truthful.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
who he is.
So
we've got excitement. This
to
is
to our advantage.
Thursday at 7 o'clock, I believe,
that's
is the start.
It's the least he could do is just be totally truthful and help his old team out. We paid a ton of money for him, and there's nothing wrong with taking the high road and telling the truth. And if it helps out your old team at the same time, what you going to do?
But there it's going to affect his current team a little bit because they're going to possibly lose draft picks.
Well, or, yeah, too bad, so sad.
Yeah. Right?
They shouldn't have texted him the night before.
And there's exactly. And there's a lot of hype right now because obviously we're kind of a team that's not quarterbackless because we still have a guy that's there.
Yeah, we are.
But we are quarterbackless. And there's a lot of, you know, we've got two first round picks that we could trade potentially next year's to get the guy, but everybody thinks there's four guys that are out there, but really there's only two that we really have a chance at getting, and that's Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. May was over at North Carolina, and J.J. McCarthy was
with the J.J., just like the name, it fits. Going for him.
He's the national champion quarterback over from Michigan. So,
he'd be
a fun grab, you know. There's a lot of excitement in this town with the draft. It's all speculation. We don't know until they actually get to the day.
I know it.
And we just got to hope they make
Casey
the right decision.
Has been having happy conversations with his son about this. Like he's...
There might be some revived hope.
Yeah, yes. I said, are you actually bubbly? Normally at this time of the year, it's grumble, grumble, bitter Betty, mumble, grumble, grumble, you know.
About the Vikings.
Yeah, because of course, this is why I'm not a huge fan, because I don't want to get involved in all the grumbling and the back.
And commit the time.
And commit the time. I can't be bothered.
And understand what the game
does. That's right. It's too much. I'd rather talk about something else. So anyway,
we know that.
Casey has been like, I would dare say, bubbly.
Yeah, my dad and I are the same thing. We keep talking, and it's just, there's nothing but every Minnesota fan when they talk about this. It's
happy. Yeah. So I'm like happy for everybody.
And then our brother station, Score North, they're going to have a nice party.
A big party at the Fillmore. A big draft party. Is it still open?
I think tickets are pretty much sold out for that. I'm pretty sure.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, but you just go to scorenorth.com and check it out.
We were in New York once for the NFL draft. We saw the line to get in the ESPN bar in Times Square. It was around the block.
Wow.
And every Times Square big TV thing was on the draft. Mm-hmm. It was like something else.
Yeah, it used to be every year in New York. Now they move it from city to city. This year it's in Detroit. It was in Vegas a couple years ago.
Yes, it was when I was there.
Yeah. So, and it was in Kansas City, I think, another year. So now they're moving it from city to city, which is fun. So.
All right. There's our accidental sports. Thank you. You know what we know. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. Oh, someone sat on the couch with Jimmy last night and she had a little bit and a lot to say at the same time. Lori and Julia here for Tressler Law. And Lori and I, together, we've been through 3 divorces, and we've been doing ads with Ann Tressler for some time now. So there are a lot of things that we've learned over the years about the divorce process.
That's right, Julia. And probably the biggest decision you'll make after the big decision to split, of course, is choosing the right divorce attorney. Don't make the same mistakes I made.
Step 1 is choosing an attorney who only practices family law. There are so many intricacies in state law when it comes to divorce, and you want someone on your side that knows how to navigate all the possible scenarios.
Don't choose an attorney who only tells you what you want to hear. You want someone to tell you how the law works and helps you set realistic goals.
And of course, choose a divorce attorney that you're comfortable working with and that you trust. We've gotten to know Ann and her team of trustworthy attorneys, and she'll help you find the perfect one for your situation and budget.
Call Tressler Law for your free 1-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Love this song, Beyonce and Post Malone.
People are buying their Levi's like crazy.
I love it.
Thanks, Beyonce. Okay, so last night, Jimmy Kimmel Kim Kardashian. This is the only late night.
It is.
Watch what happens live. All week.
There's only two shows.
Yeah. So Kim Kardashian was on the show to promote American Horror Story, which they barely talked about. And, yeah, you know, she plays a publicist on that show. And it's basically Kim Kardashian playing her mother, Kris Jenner.
I saw the clip and she looked good.
Yeah, but she's playing her mom, because her mom is the publicist. She's a hard-ass, stern, strict. She's playing Kris Jenner. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like...
Did it make you want to go back and watch it?
No, I told you, I don't like anything to do with the babies and spiders. And
it was... Yeah, no.
I find it all just creepy. Okay. And that show can be very creepy. It gives me nightmares if it's too scary, you know? And so, anyway, but she was on, and then I noticed that Ramon Rodriguez was following Kim. He plays Will Trent.
Our favorite show.
We love that show.
It is so good on ABC.
And our first little tidbit that we got, not from Kim, but was courtesy of Jimmy Kimmel, was Guillermo was in Mexico City over the weekend, and he was one of Madonna's judges. She had like a 6-night sold out. We're talking, the stadium is like 80,000 people.
Mm-hmm. In Mexico City. With the heat turned on high.
Well, I think it might be an open, I don't know if it was open stadium or not, but Guillermo was one of her Vogue judges.
Hysterical.
And she honestly seemed like she is really liked him. You could tell.
So many people are fans of Guillermo.
Fans of him. So we posted that for you.
He's Jimmy Kimmel's sidekick. Hysterical.
Absolutely hysterical. And, you know, the crowd, Madonna got emotionally her last night in Mexico, which might have been Guillermo's night. The audience gave her like a 3-minute standing ovation towards the end of the show. And she showed emotion and like started wiping tears.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't do that. I'm just saying.
No, I sat during
it. It could be from exhaustion too, because this has been a long tour. It's been like a 60-city tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's got one last show, the free show in Brazil. De Janeiro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
but Guillermo was hysterical.
Hysterical.
I was so surprised when he walked up on the stage and just... Because it's a very broady lap dancing thing, and he's such a good sport.
Oh, it was just fantastic, and she seemed to be having fun. And then, you know, Kim Kardashian comes out, and you know, she's got a cool leather dress on, and everything.
I can't stand her long hair though. I just don't like it. It looks like Morticia. I don't like it.
Well, it's very, you know, she's been wearing it that way for a long time, and she had a lot of extra extensions in.
So many.
And so let's just start with...
Madonna was her neighbor.
That's right, the Madonna story.
When she was her neighbor when they were kids. She was a kid.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut this one right into our traffic, too.
Okay.
You know what? I heard something about you because we're talking about Madonna today because Guillermo was...
Saw that.
Yeah, and you apparently lived on the same block as Madonna.
Yeah, she was my next-door neighbor when I was like 7 and 8 years old.
So did you know...
I was her dog walker.
You were?
Yeah. Courtney and I would walk her dog after school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in exchange for her jewelry.
Really?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Like, what kind of jewelry are we talking about here?
It was like she was transitioning out of, like, the 80s neon phase.
Okay.
And so one day she just walked downstairs and handed us a shoebox of all these, like, neon bracelets. And Courtney and I went to school, and everyone was like, oh, my God, I love your bracelets. And we were like, thanks, Madonna gave them to us. And everyone was like, no.
But that's crazy. Like,
yeah. What,
do you still have those?
No.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's crazy.
A collector's item.
It's really crazy.
So this was like just before the pointy bra phase of Madonna?
I think so.
Did she give you any pointy bras?
I wish.
Would you go like trick-or-treating at her house?
No, so what's so crazy is then years later, I watched her shoot her Cherish video shot by Herb Ritz.
Uh-huh.
Me and my friend were on the beach, and it was just the most magical moment
ever. You were
ever.
There at that as a kid.
As a
kid. She's in like a black dress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
rolling around in the ocean.
Yeah.
And her hair is short.
And wow.
Can you tell I watched that video a few times?
Okay, great. And you can stop it right there. But I mean, one of the things I'm always struck by is how she grew up with so much fame. There were always fame adjacent because of her dad.
Yes, her dad. Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. Grant, what is happening with the traffic? We've got more. We've got more. Stay with us. Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for Sweet Living Senior Care, which offers assisted living, memory care, and hospice care. Taking care of your loved one probably through the end of their life in the same safe, loving community. Sweet Living Senior Care has about 8 metro-wide communities. And they 18. Have... a 18. Yeah. Oh, 18. Yeah, 18. I'm sorry. Yeah, 18. And they have a higher staff to residence ratio, which if you've ever had a loved one in a place, a different community, this is really important to you.
Yes, it is.
It's 1 to 8 there, comparable to 1 to 10, 1 to 12 at other places. They're all on one level. It's smaller. There's only 32 suites. Residence-based decisions regarding activities and meals. It's a really loving, kind community. We were so happy to tour it and hear about
it. Cozy and homey.
Yeah, and you can even bring your own furniture if you want when you move your loved one in. But you will be happy to have them there and feel safe. Visit sweetlivingseniorcare.com to schedule your tour today.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Kim Kardashian, she had on a leather dress that was kind of cool looking.
Yeah, it was cool.
It looked cool.
I loved when Guillermo also came out wearing Skims, wearing a full body suit. And
that was hilarious.
That was hysterical. It was the highlight of the show. Kim is, even though she name drops great things, has cool stories, it's her deadpan
delivery. She doesn't have any inflection.
Valley girl, the way she speaks, I just am immune to it. But that's why we don't even want to play anything about her nipple bra because she made it sound so boring.
She did, and she took credit for inventing nipple bras, nipples in general. And then
for women who'd had mastectomies. I mean, it was just so
dull. She used
all
of our lines.
Yeah, but it was so dry and dull. She didn't know any of the fun nipple facts like I had. I always dreamed of being on Kimmel and dazzling, or on a late night show and dazzling someone with all my fun stuff about nipples, and she was just so bored. Well, basically, you're wearing, it's my nipple. And Jimmy was having the hardest time going, well, if your frame is different from yours, and she's just like, so it's my erect nipple. I mean,
it was boring.
And then she even talked about how, like, Disick had brought up that her sister was wearing one and it looked like hers. Yeah. It was like, what a weird story to bring into
it. It wasn't good. No. And it just
I didn't even
want
to finish
again.
It. But here he played a little game like, are these true or are these false? All the rumors that he's heard about her and her family.
Except he doesn't ask her about Taylor Swift and the music.
Nope. Yeah.
Obviously people are interested in your life and the things that you do, and they write things. Sometimes they're true, sometimes they're not. And I have some things that are kind of interesting I want to run by you, and you tell me if they're true or false.
Okay.
You mind? All right. Sure. Is it true you blow dry your jewelry before you put it on?
Very true.
Why do you do that?
Because I hate being freezing, and when you put on cold jewelry or like anything with a zipper, I need it warm.
Really?
And then to put it on. Yeah.
How much jewelry are you wearing that it changes the temperature of your body?
Or just like a mesh metal dress, anything that's like a chainmail.
Yeah,
anything.
When I wear chainmail, I understand. Yeah. That makes sense. You wash your feet every night before getting into bed?
I do.
Good. You sleep with your eyes slightly open.
I do.
How is that possible? And how do you know?
There's footage because my sisters have taken videos.
Oh, they have. I see. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And you don't wake up with dry eyes from that?
That's weird.
That is weird.
All right. You celebrated your 14th birthday at Neverland Ranch.
I did.
That's crazy. Wow. You have someone take the Starbucks sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
And I, yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling.
Is that a like is that somebody's sound. Only job? Is that the like a? It's like there's one guy who does that or a woman. I don't want to, you know.
Whoever I'm with, I just can't see it being done, oh or I can't right. hear it, and I can't feel it. Like the cardboard.
I thought that was a
getting
weird one.
This is why people
moved
don't like
off
it.
Of the cup is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when the Amazon delivery driver comes, do you like run upstairs? This fear Jimmy. Of cardboard that you have?
He's good.
You had your own workout DVD called Kim Kardashian Fit in Your Jeans by Friday.
I thought that was funny. Yeah. It was funny.
A long, long time ago.
Is it true that you have six toes?
No. But that was a thing. Like everyone thought I did.
On 1 foot or total?
On 1 foot.
On 1 foot, because you would have 11 toes then, or possibly 12. And you could put one of those little toes in the bra if you needed to, right?
If it wasn't for Jimmy,
he made that was the funnest part.
It was
the best
boring.
Part of the interview because they went back and forth on that. He made her be more fun, but she really does just kind of name drop sort of incredible things, or you know, that's just a regular part of her being so Hollywood adjacent.
Yeah, I'm just stunned how boring it is.
Yeah, but you know what I was stunned at is that wouldn't you think that Taylor Swift would have the most Instagram followers of anyone in the world since she has her own galaxy?
Who beats her?
Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. And Kim lost like 120,000 Insta followers. Taylor has 283 million Insta followers. Mm-hmm. Kim has 363. That's 80 million more people that follow her. And only 100,000 quit her because of the
thank
songs. You, Amy and Cassandra is one about the whole Kardashian clan.
Wow.
You know, I
just was surprised about that.
That
is
my
surprising.
Mind. Yeah.
I know. I just would have thought that Taylor owns the instant. So there is one world she doesn't rule. Mm-hmm. Instagram.
And just Kim Kardashian adjacent.
Yeah.
That guy she was married to. Kanye?
Yeah, we don't like. Yeah.
He says that he would love to have a threesome with Michelle Obama and his wife and himself. He is a sick human being.
Jeez. No, you just get Michelle Obama's name out of your mouth.
I was just there like, that was printed in print. And I'm like, I just, the things.
Why do people even
let him
print anything?
And why do they let him with this woman walk around naked everywhere? It's just.
Disney World didn't.
No, but she was wearing ace bandages on her feet, and they have a no shirt, no shoes policy. And as far as I'm concerned, ace bandages are not footwear.
Yes, I agree.
I agree. You know, this weekend is National Bookstore Day.
Oh, good.
There is, you know, we want to hear from you because everybody has one book that they always recommend to people. That sticks in their mind. And on CBS Sunday Morning, they talked about The Covenant of Water. Mm,
I got to read that book.
Lori.
I'm on the library. I'm on the Libby app for that book.
That book is everything.
It was like a 26-week wait. It was a long
wait. I paid
wait.
For it. I paid for it, and I listened to it. And I kept going to Mary because she suggested to me, and I'm like, when is this going to come together? But the lyrical voice of listening to an Indian man or woman narrate is like one of my favorite listens in the world.
Yes.
And he wrote Cutting for Stone a long time ago. But CBS,
I love that book.
CBS this morning did a profile on him and about, you know, he was a surgeon, how he left everything. And because there was a near-death experience and thought, I've got to do what I need to do and I need to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very moved by so many things. This book, The Covenant of Water, is probably, and I loved listening, Lori.
Yeah.
I loved listening to this book.
This will be the book I get to listen to.
Oh, are you? Did you put it on Audible?
Well, I have Audible. I mean, yeah. When I get the book, it'll give me the choice.
It really. That
would
be.
Like that would be a good one.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. So, if you have a favorite book, give us a buzz at 651-641-1071 that you always recommend, because I think it's something that we always get asked. Well, what books do you recommend? What do you recommend? And if you want to weigh in, great. And if you don't, there we go. I'll give you more. Mm-hmm. But this Saturday is National Book Week, and at the Parkway Theater on Saturday at 11 a.m., Lorna Lamvick is sitting down with Sally Heppner.
Oh.
Two great writers.
Great. Hepworth, you mean Sally Hepworth?
Thank you. Yeah. Sally Hepworth. But that's going to be at the Parkway Theater. But there's a lot of, you know how they have done the passport bookstore, go to different bookstores and get different stamps?
We should have Lorna call in and tell
Lorna,
us.
Lorna, where are you?
Well, she gave me her email. And I just haven't.
I have her cell phone. We'll call her.
But I wonder if there's tickets available for that, because Lorna interviewing Sally Hepworth, I mean, we've loved some of Sally's books.
Loved. So that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning Arcs. And we got a new testimonial today, Lori, about a graduation. Comments from a family. High school graduation at Learning Rocks, and the family says, we saw great benefit in the program and much improvement in our child. We've seen a complete turnaround in academic performance in our child since starting Learning Rocks. His memory and day-to-day life has significantly improved. His ability to organize and then execute a plan for his schoolwork continues to grow, and we are absolutely thrilled. This is just what we hear from so many people who go through the Learning Rx problem. You may go for completely different reasons. You get bogged down. Your homework is overwhelming. You don't know how to do it. You don't know where to start. You can't read well. You can't do math problems. You can't build on things because your short-term memory isn't there. Whatever it is, it all starts with an assessment. Call them today to set yours up. Mention Lori and Julia, and the assessment is 50% off. Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us today. We are wondering if you have a book that you always recommend other people to read. We were talking before the break about The Covenant of Water. It is such a great listen. I listened to that. It was beautiful. But give us a buzz at 651-641-1071. And I was asking Lori, and you had such an old school one.
Ago before the radio, but I would recommend The Mists of Avalon, because that book was just sort of a time and a place in like maybe the 90s or something, and it's a whopper of a book and very, you know, I always go back to my first love, which was my, you know, I mean, I loved Nancy Drew books. Yes. And I loved Grimm's fairy tales. Yeah. I loved the epic thing of these fairy tales, so I've always liked these, you know, a Mists of Avalon kind of a story.
Yes. All right, so Brenda, you're on My Talk. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We are great. What book do you always recommend?
I love the book called Sometimes I Lie by, I think it's Alice Feeney. It's every other chapter is her view and his view, but she's actually, so it starts out like she's in a coma in a hospital room, and she can hear what's going on, but she can't respond. So she just hears the voices of her husband, her sister, doctor, and then it kind of goes back in time of where everything all started.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's like, it just says like, she's in a coma. It's a she thinks her husband doesn't love her, and sometimes I lie, and it's very twisty.
Oh.
And I could not put it, like, I think I read it in like a day. It was so good, like very like a thriller.
Was there a TV series with Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Oh, of this book?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm looking. All right, by Alice Feeney. Sometimes I like. Soon to be a major series starring Sarah Michelle. It hasn't happened yet, Lori.
Oh. Okay.
So it's out there.
It's so good.
I like that. Good. Have you read that, Lori?
The cover looks really familiar, but yet
I don't know this one.
I don't know that story. I feel like I would remember somebody who had a paralyzed present, past, and you know, that thing.
I love it. Sounds really good. Okay. Yes. Thank you so much for listening and your recommendation. That's a good one for us. Okay. Gretchen, you're on My Talk 107.1. We are asking people for book recommendations that they always recommend. And Gretchen, what's your go-to book?
Well, it's an oldie but goodie. it's called Pillars of the Earth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And, yeah, that book spoke to me very loudly, and I read it about 20 years ago,
yes.
And I just still can't get it out of my head.
That's Ken Follett or Follett?
Ken Follett. And you know, forever after you've read Pillars of the Earth, you will never look at a church the same way.
Right.
You'll for sure bore somebody next to you talking about
right.
how they, you know, the building. But it gives you such an appreciation that they would build churches for 700 years. You know,
unbelievable.
It's just unbelievable.
I read that on a Mexican vacation with the kids, and I was telling, because someone I know is reading it right now, and I have such vivid memories of my book getting wet at the pool or getting sunscreen on it or pina colada.
This is a big one.
It was just such a thick book, and I'm like, I can't put this down. I mean, that is a really good book, Pillars of the Earth. Thank you so much, Gretchen.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Another book that moved me that you haven't read yet, Lori, is The Extraordinary Life of Sam Hell, H-E-L-L, by Robert Dugatti. And he writes the mystery book things, but this is a standalone book for him, The Extraordinary Life of Sam Hell. I cannot get it through Libby. For some reason, Libby, the library app, did not have it.
I noticed that. I tried to get this book.
It didn't have it. I got it because I still pay for Audible because I just, I like that app so much. So that's another book that I think is stunning. Do we have Keith?
Faith.
Faith. I can't see. Hi, Faith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What book do you always recommend?
I always recommend, it's called The Ocean at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman.
Okay. Tell us about it.
It's this kind of like, it's its own thing. It's this kind of fantasy, fairy tale-y, about this man that has this memory from his childhood that he can't quite wrap up. So every year he goes back to sit on this bench and look at this lake where this girl from his memory keeps popping back up, and he kind of relives it. And I don't want to give too much away.
Right.
It's not scary. It's just this.
Sounds good.
It's a beautiful story. It's short for Neil Gaiman. It's very short.
Yeah.
And it's written so well that you can just, I read it years ago and I can still see scenes of it in my head. It's just, it's a beautiful book.
Oh, I love it. All right. Tell us the name again.
The Ocean at the End of the Lane.
The Ocean at the End of the Lane.
Okay. Ocean at... He's written a lot of child books, too. The Ocean at the End.
He's written a few, and they're kind of dark and creepy.
Yeah.
And this has that kind of mystical feel to it.
Yep.
But it's not creepy. It's not scary. It's just, it's a beautiful story. And everyone I've ever recommended it to absolutely loves it.
Oh, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Absolutely. All right. Let's go to Angie.
Actually, Lisa's next.
Lisa. Lisa, you're on My Talk. Do you have a book that you always recommend to people?
I do. I read this a long time ago. My mom was just, she was like, Lori, she loved, well, both of you, but she loved books. And she goes, kid, do I have a book for you? She's no longer, but I can just hear her saying that. But this book I'm thinking of, Lori, you may have read this. It's old, but it's called The Ganning Girls. Does that ring a bell?
The Ganning?
The Ganning Girls. G-A-N-N-O-N. And it's your little nasty book.
Oh.
I know all these women are calling and saying all these. I always remember this book because, like I said, my mom just always had the best books. So.
Okay, it does look a little racy.
It's
by Tom.
Read, look at the cover.
The cover, yeah, Lori. Here's the
it's
cover.
It's about two twin. Do you see the cover?
Oh my goodness! I'm sure I read
that
book.
I never read it.
Probably years ago.
Yeah,
1979 that came out.
Was it? Okay,
Lean, Lovely, and Longing. Just
no, I was 13 when my mom told me to read this.
I love it.
Yeah, this was the kind of book that my grandma graduated to after she got to. There was better writing after the 60s with Jacqueline Suzanne and some of the other writers and Sidney Sheldon.
Jacqueline.
I'm quite sure I read this book.
I love it.
I bet you did, Lori.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Read it one night and you'll,
I'm going to try it.
Tom Racina.
I don't know if you can even still get it. It's so old. Is it in
copy? Oh, you can get it on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's about two twins. One's a goody-goody and the other one's a little more a model.
Not even their husbands can tell them apart.
Okay, well, I miss you girls so much.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
We're here for a couple more months. All right, Angie, what book do you always recommend?
There's two. I'm a book cover designer, so I get asked this a lot, and I read a lot of fantasy because I'm a nerd.
Okay, that's
so
all right.
For this, fantasy breaks down into urban fantasy and like epic fantasy. For urban fantasy, you got to go with anything by Alona Andrews. She writes sexy adventures with magic.
Ooh.
So you would like her. Love it. They're called Kate Daniels and Nevada Baylor. For epic fantasy, Red Sister Trilogy by Mark Lawrence, or if you like The Hunger Games, Dragons and Sex, I would go with The Fourth Wing.
Oh, my friend loves that Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them, they're fantastic to read before you go to bed. It just clears. It's popcorn for your brain.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Okay, go back to the first one. Alona Andrews was the name?
Yes, there's sexy, magical adventures, like Nevada Baylor. She's a PI, and she has to catch this arsonist, but he's a magical arsonist. And then there's this really guy with great abs that she kind of investigates, but they're so well written.
Oh, that's so fun.
So well written.
You know what's fun about knowing these older books, too, is if you use the Libby Library app, I mean, you might not be waiting for 14 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So thank you, Angie.
Because I liked more than you did, but I loved Ink, Blood, Sister, Scribe.
You did.
I do like these kind of magical, I guess they have that element of that Grimm's fairy tale.
And there was one like the Magic Circus that we loved.
Yes.
We loved the Secret Life of Addie LaRue. Yeah. There's been some other ones.
Right, you're right. I love that book. We told people for a long time to read The Secret Life of Addie LaRue.
All right, let's go to, I can't
Veronica.
Read the name.
Veronica.
Veronica, you're on My Talk.
You've got like 15 seconds, yeah. Veronica.
Give us.
Okay, good. Name of the book is The Red Tent by Anita Diamond.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That book was so good, and we told everybody to read that after we read that book. You're right.
Thank you.
I think I heard it from your station years ago.
Oh, years ago. That,
you probably did. We both read it at the same time over a summer. Yes. And we're like, we have to tell people about that book. Veronica,
thank you. And you can email us, too, your recommendations, and we'll give them a shout-out. Thanks, everybody. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk.